Jack Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for us and high, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Okay, gang. Now let's talk it up in there. Let's have the old cheer as loud as you can make it. Here we go. Rickety, rackety, sis, boom, bop. Lincoln High School. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, Russ, what do you think you're doing with the megaphone? What's all the cheering about?
Oh, I'm practicing up to be a cheerleader. I guess that's the only way I can help the team this year. Coach Roberts told me I haven't got a chance in a million to make the squad.
What's wrong with you?
Well, for one thing, the coach says I'm not in good enough condition for hard practice. He says it'll take a good training program to help get me in shape. Well, you know how it is when a fella on vacation all summer long, he doesn't think much about training for football.
Jeepers, are you ever a back number? Why, I can name a dozen guys who keep in training all year round. Oh, I'd do it myself, and it's no trouble at all. Whoever told you it's hard to keep in training?
Well, isn't it?
Heck, no. Why, just take Jack Armstrong's training rules. You follow three simple rules, all of them easy as pie, and you're training the way lots of famous coaches recommend.
Three rules, huh? And easy to follow? What are they?
Well, you start by getting plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. And then you use lots of soap and water every day. You know how important it is for an athlete to keep clean and well. And the third rule, boy, are you ever going to like that one. It's eating Wheaties for breakfast. You have a big bowl full of Wheaties with lots of milk and fruit. They call that dish a breakfast of champions because so many famous athletes eat it.
Say, I've heard about Wheaties. Jim Forrest eats them every morning. He says they're swell. You know, I'm going to start that training program right away. Maybe I'm not ready for the team yet, but I'll bet you I'm going to be. You just wait and see.
That's the system, Russ. You know, if an athlete's going to make the most of his natural ability, if he's going to practice hard for winning performance, he's got to keep in training. And fellas and girls, I know you'll find Jack Armstrong's training rules are just the ticket. So you keep right on eating a breakfast of champions in the morning with an extra lot of those nourishing whole wheat flakes Wheaties. I'm telling you, those Wheaties are good. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim with the East Indian Babu have escaped from Easter Island. Do you hear those pumps? They're the pumps of the supply ship, anchored 3 miles offshore, refueling Uncle Jim's great four-motored sky cruiser. Betty and the Babu are with Uncle Jim aboard the plane. But Jack and Billy have been sent aboard the supply ship, which is between the sky cruiser and the beach. They're making arrangements with the captain for the Babu's passage back to India. Jack is also trying to get Captain Norton to agree to take Badger and his men as far as the supply ship's first port of call. But Captain Norton doesn't like the idea. He's watching the supply ship's motor launch as it comes speeding back from Easter Island, loaded to the gunwales with Badger and his men. Listen.
But Captain Norton, how did you happen to send that motor launch ashore in the first place?
Jack, someone signaled to me from the beach. I thought it was Captain Fairfield, but it must have been Badger or one of his men.
Did he signal about Badger's yacht? Did he signal about the shipwrecked Conquistador?
No, Billy, he didn't.
You can't see the Conquistador from here, Billy. It's on the rocks around behind that promontory.
Captain Badger probably knew I couldn't see it. He signaled that the sky cruiser was in trouble, that it would be alongside as soon as the trouble could be repaired.
Trouble, says he. He was looking for some treasure he couldn't find. That's all the trouble he was in.
Captain Norton, did Badger ask you to send a boat ashore?
No, Jack. I sent the chief engineer ashore myself. He doesn't know much about airplane motors, but he was willing to help if he could. I'm sorry now I sent him.
I'll bet Badger's not sorry. Badger had it all figured out to steal the sky cruiser, fly out here and refuel, and get clean away with Uncle Jim's plane and the treasure.
Say, Jack, what is this treasure you keep mentioning? Has Captain Fairfield dug up some pirate's treasure somewhere?
Oh, no, sir. The treasure belongs to a friend of Uncle Jim's in Landor Link. Uncle Jim's taking it to America for safekeeping.
Then Badger found out about it, did he?
He sure did. But I guess we've stopped Badger this time.
Billy, we're not through with Badger yet. Watch that motor launch. Something's happening. I can't see what it is, but Badger and his men...
They're standing up and changing places. They'll upset that launch just as
Captain
sure
Norton,
as...
Do you see that big man who's standing beside the tiller?
Yes, he seems to be arguing with my man.
That's Badger. You could spot him in any crowd.
I've never seen Badger, but I know his reputation. Jack, I'm not at all anxious to take Badger and his gang of shipwrecked sailors along with me.
But you will take them, Captain Norton?
Yes, I suppose I've got to.
Oh, swell. That's another load off Uncle Jim's mind.
Jack, I wish we could get away before Badger and his men get here.
Billy, my crew will bring them aboard this ship. They won't cause Captain Fairfield any more trouble.
I'm not so sure. Look, do you see what's happening in the motor launch?
Say, Jack, what's Badger doing?
Badger's trying to grab the tiller.
Well, I'll be. Blast him, my men will take no nonsense from rats like Badger.
But Badger's got four men to one of yours. Your men haven't got a chance.
I see what's happening. Badger wants to circle the ship so he can reach the skycruiser. Captain Norton, how much longer will it take to refuel the skycruiser?
I'll find out. Ahoy there, Murdoch! How much longer will it take to refuel the plane?
Just a minute, sir. I'll go see.
Jack, let's get aboard the skycruiser. Let's tell Uncle Jim to take off now without wasting a second. We've got enough gas. We don't have to wait for any more.
Oh, yes, we do. We need every drop of gas we can get.
But, Jack, look. Badger's men have taken command of the motor launch. They're circling so as to come alongside the skycruiser.
Captain Norton!
Yes, Murdoch. What's the news?
It'll take another 10 minutes to ship this cargo gas.
All right, Murdoch. Then lower number 5 lifeboat. Take a crew. Intercept the motor launch. Bring that gang aboard here.
I see.
Captain Norton, that's swell of you. Thanks.
You bet it is. Uncle Jim needs every bit of help he can get now.
Come on, Billy. We'd better get back to the skycruiser.
Okay, Jack.
Murdoch and the others will take care of Badger and his gang.
Yes, sir, but
Boys had better wait until they bring Badger and his men aboard the supply ship. Then they can take you back to the plane.
But, Captain Norton, Uncle Jim doesn't know yet that Badger's coming. He can't see the launch, and he can't hear it over the noise of the pumps. So if it's okay with you, sir, Billy and I'll dive overboard and swim back to the skycruiser. It'll save time.
Swell idea, Jack. Let's do it.
All right, boys, go ahead. Tell Captain Fairfield to send that East Indian, Babu or whatever you call him, aboard. I'll take care of him.
Okay, sir, thanks. Uncle Jim will sure appreciate it.
Come on, Jack.
Billy, wait a second. I'm going to shout to Uncle Jim.
But, Jack, Uncle Jim won't be able to hear you. Not with those pumps going, he won't.
Well, I'll try anyway. Hi, Uncle Jim. Uncle Jim.
There's Betty. She heard you.
I can't hear you.
Tell Uncle Jim Badger's coming. Badger's coming. Tell Uncle Jim.
I can't hear a word.
Oh, it's no use, Jack. She can't hear you. She's going to get Uncle Jim.
Okay, then let's go. So long, Captain Norton. Thanks a million for all you've done for us.
Yeah, you've been swell.
Well, goodbye, boys. Tell Captain Fairfield he's been mighty generous with me. He paid me lots more than this trip was worth.
Okay, sir, I'll tell him, but I know he won't agree with you. Come on, Billy, up on the rail. Then dive, high, wide, and handsome.
Gee, that water looks a long way off.
Yeah, but it'll be plenty close in about a second. So long, Captain Norton. Here goes.
So long, sir.
Good luck, boys.
Oh. Are you okay, Billy?
Yeah. I slipped when I dove off the ship's rail, and I hit the water like a ton of bricks.
Well, you're okay now. Come on, swim. We've got to get to the skycruiser before Badger does.
Hey, do you hear that, Jack?
Yeah. It's the motor launch. It's coming fast. Hi, Uncle Jim. Betty. Never mind that. Tell Uncle Jim Badger's coming.
Badger and all his men. They're in a motor launch.
They're heading for the skycruiser.
Uncle Jim, Jack says Badger's coming. He's coming to the launch. I can hear
him.
Out of the way,
Bobo.
Make room for me.
Archer.
Jack, Billy, are you all right?
We're okay.
What's happened?
Badger's coming to grab the skycruiser.
Right, I see him. Look sharp, Jack. You and Billy come aboard. Quick.
Uncle Jim, Jack, and Billy, you'll be too late.
Easy, Betty. Out of the way. Bob, help me get Jack and Billy aboard.
Archer, grab my hand, Jack, sahib.
Billy, you go first. Don't argue.
Okay. Wait a second, Bob. Yeah, okay. Haul away now.
Hey. Hi, you, Jack. Give me a hand.
Okay, Uncle Jim.
Oh, my arm. Badger is coming.
Hey, Bob, don't break my arm.
Now, Jack, up you come.
Thanks, Uncle Jim. Sorry, Babu, did I land on your foot?
I don't know. It does not matter. Oh, my aunt, Fairfield Sahib, watch out for Badger. He may have a gun.
Take it easy, Babu. Badger has got a gun. He's not showing it yet.
Jim Fairfield, I've come to congratulate you. You're the first man who ever got the best of Anthony Badger.
Keep your distance, Badger. Don't bring that launch any closer.
Jack, look. What's that on the floor of Badger's launch?
Oh, be doggone. Those are the four men who took the launch ashore. Badger's got him bound with rope.
What can we do, Jack? Sure to pull a fast
one. Captain Jim,
quiet, Billy. Listen.
I've heard you're a generous man. I've come to ask a favor of you.
Badger, I said keep that launch away from the skycruiser.
Hey, Mason.
Over there. There's a lifeboat coming from the supply ship.
I see it, you fool. If it comes too close, dump those four sailors overboard. That'll stop them.
Aye, aye, Captain. You better be quick.
Jim Fairfield, my yacht and conquistadors are total loss. It lies broken in the rocks of Easter Island. I'm helpless. I have no means of getting away from here.
Oh, yes, you have, Captain Badger. Supply ship will take you away.
Yeah, supply ship. You think I'd waste my time on a slope raider? My men can go that way, all except Mason. Mason will come with me.
Jack, look. The lifeboat from the supply ship is creeping up on Badger.
Quiet, Betty. Don't give him away. It's lucky Badger's men are watching him, and they're waiting for a signal.
Badger, tell me. If you and the man you call Mason don't intend to leave Easter Island aboard the supply ship, how do you propose to get away?
Jim Fairfield, you're going to take me away from here. I'm coming aboard your skycruiser.
Sahib, I will answer for Captain Jim Fairfield.
Bob will get back.
One moment, Fairfield, Sahib. Captain Anthony Badger, you are not coming aboard the skycruiser.
Oh, no?
No, Badger, Sahib. This Babu has floated bounds 280 halfway around the world for just one purpose.
Babu, she ducked. Badger's pulling your gun.
Jack Sahib, Badger is too late.
The Babu's gonna jump.
Babu, she ducked.
Oh, oh, oh. He landed right on the gunwale and shipped them all out.
By Jove, good for you, Babu.
Did you see the Babu upset that launch? He had everybody in the water before they even guessed what he meant to do. Quick, Uncle Jim, the Babu can't swim.
I've got him, Jack. Grab hold. I've shouted to the sailors in the lifeboat. Ahoy there. Can you pick up these men?
Babu, don't struggle. I've got you.
Jack Sahib, did my plan work?
Oh, did it work?
Boy, Babu.
Oh, Babuji, Badger had a gun. I thought he was going to...
Betty, Sahib, don't say it. I thought so, too.
There's Badger now. He's lost his gun. Gosh, they're hauling him into the lifeboat. Yeah.
Uncle Jim, the pumps have stopped. We're all fueled.
All right, Jack. I'll go and disconnect the hose. Keep it oversized.
Okay, Uncle Jim. Wait, wait a second, Jack. Captain Norton shouting from the supply ship.
Hey, Murdoch! Don't forget that East Indian Babu! Bring him along!
Aye, sir!
Babuji, the lifeboat's coming for you.
Jack Sahib, don't need to lift me into the plane. I will go in the lifeboat. You and your Uncle G must take off and fly away, far away, where Badger can never find you again.
Oh, Babuji, I wish you were coming with us.
Daddy Sahib, I wish I were, but... Self, I'm family man, must return home, must never again make trouble for you and your Uncle Jim and Jack and Billy. Goodbye, Jack Sahib. Forgive the importunities of this bad old Babu. He meant well.
Ganesha,
quick, you sailors. Take me out of this water. You think I am a porpoise? Call me aboard that lifeboat. This is no place to be sentimental. Self, a practical person.
Okay, Jack. We're ready to take off. So long, Babu. Trying to miss you.
Goodbye, Bessie and Sahib. Goodbye, Jack, Sahib. Goodbye, all. Oh, my aunt, I shall miss you.
Goodbye, bye.
Good luck.
Okay, Uncle Jim. All set.
Thanks, everybody. We're out for home. Here goes.
There they go. Off into the blue sky, high above the Pacific Ocean, headed straight home to Hudson. Listen in, all of you, at the same time next Monday for the beginning of a thrilling new mystery adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, you're having Wheaties for breakfast every morning this weekend, aren't you? Enjoy a big bowl full of those crisp, golden brown Wheaties flakes with lots of milk and fruit. And you're off to a champion start for the day with that famous Breakfast of Champions. Ask Mother to get you two or three packages of Wheaties now.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye till Monday for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong... The All-American Boy.
The best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.